are boiled, then baked. Did you know that?
Hashtag yummy.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren not shaking hands after the Democrats' presidential debate in Iowa. During the debate on CNN, Senator Sanders is asked about something she says he told her privately 2 years ago.
You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
I disagreed.
The debate in Des Moines, Iowa. There appears to be enough Senate support to pass a resolution saying President Trump needs congressional authority for any more military action against Iran. He says about the drone strike taking out a top Iranian general, Qasem Soleimani.
Soleimani was responsible for murdering and wounding thousands of Americans and was actively planning new attacks, but we stopped them cold.
The president at a campaign rally in Milwaukee. America's listening to Fox News.
Now, coming to the mic, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren go head-to-head in a political rap battle. Starting off, it's Larry from another mother. Give it up for Bernie Sanders.
Yo, you say you got a plan, it's your big promise. You lied to get ahead, you're not Pocahontas. Even Hillary could not win this fight. And look at you, you're just Hillary Light.
And now, coming to the mic, she may look like a old school mom, but that's only because she is. Make some noise for Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, that's right, Bernie. I got a plan. It starts with not being an old white man. You say you're fighting for the middle class, but this old broad is gonna kick your ass.
Who won? You decide.
I put a chance of winning at 1%.
Yeah, that's the same chance of you combing your hair.
It is, I can't wait to see the ratings on that. We'll probably have those by the time we hit the air this afternoon. If Elizabeth Warren's voice or anything else gives you a headache, all your over-the-counter needs. In fact, not all pain relievers are created equal, so you might want to ask your pharmacist, because they always have time, for which over-the-counter remedy is best for you. At Adams Drugs, there's a reason why they were the 2019 Alabama Retailer of the Year, representing the whole state in the top category, because their customer service from location to location, it's amazing. If your eyes were closed, you would know if you were on Adams Street, Vaughan Road, Wetumpka Highway, because the people are just so incredibly and uniformly nice and customer service driven. That's been their model since they first opened in 1962 and have grown to 12 locations. Now, they're state-of-the-art. They're old-fashioned in all the right ways, but they're state-of-the-art when it comes to getting your health care information into the system so that your prescriptions can get filled. They fight for every possible dollar in the copay because they take the time to do it. You are not just one of a sea of faces at a box store pharmacy where they don't have the time. Get the attention. Get the service you deserve at Adams Drugs. Please, try them once. And their gift shops are great. They have all your over-the-counter stuff. And even a Diet Coke and a candy bar, if that's what you need to feel better. AdamsDrugs.net for the one nearest you.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
We're checking these visibilities out at the airports around the area. I see a mile and three-eighths at Maxwell, a mile and three-quarters at Danley. So it is getting slightly better, these areas of dense fog. And I think by 9, it's primarily gone. Otherwise, it's been a nice-looking morning outside of foggy areas. A very warm day today. If we get to 77, we'll be in record territory. The record for today is 78. Isolated shower or thunderstorm? Yeah, I suppose it's possible. possible this afternoon. Not out of the question. But scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around in the overnight hours tonight. Low 62. Tomorrow, risk of a shower early. Otherwise, the front moves through. Afternoon sun. Low 70s tomorrow. I think we're cooler Friday. Low 60s, but a dry day. And then showers and thunderstorms are a good bet on Saturday as an important frontal system moves through the area. One that will deliver the first stage of cooler air on Sunday. A big difference with highs in the 50s. And then much colder air as we get into Monday and Tuesday of next week. Cold weather fans, this is what you've been waiting for. The rest of us have been okay with it. Right now, it's 60 this morning with a little bit of mist and fog out at the airport at 8:07.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
None of us here like to see anybody lose a job, whether they work in our business, compete against us, or anything else. Mm-hmm. I just posted something on Facebook about one of the giant broadcasting companies cutting, what, 1,000 jobs?
I
was just reading about it.
1,000.
And hosts, people that have been working there for 20, 25 years.
Yeah, yeah. And where do you go? Slipped. Because it's not like, you know, gosh, in the old days when everybody was local, even people like me who occasionally misbehaved,
right. That
was almost like a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. You get hired. This is something you can thank Bill Clinton for, because he signed the deregulation that allowed this feeding frenzy. It's like a group of piranhas, and they just kept eating each other through the 90s and the early part of this decade.
Yeah, right.
And local radio has pretty much been eliminated, even in big cities, where they do have the market to grow and develop local talent. This is an intimate medium. It should be local, and it sickens me. It sickens me to see this happen. And that article talks about some of the people elsewhere in Alabama who left. So all I put there was if you like your radio local and you don't want us pumped in from Atlanta or some other corporate HQ,
right. Please
support our sponsors and help us keep doing. Nobody said we're perfect, but we keep trying.
I mean, these are people who have been in the business for, not just in radio, but maybe at a company for 13, 14, 15 years, 20 years.
20 years. I'm reading about it right here.
36 years.
Yeah.
Done.
And this is a local, it's called a cluster because there are 8 stations here, but it's all local. And there are not many local clusters anywhere in America anymore because of the 3 juggernauts.
So... And we're always adding, you know, that's why JT and Leanne are here and others who have great local histories that should be seen and heard. So
I've been with Blue Water since they started. I've been in this building.
Since you wrote your name in the cement.
Since before that time.
After you vandalized the sidewalk.
I mean, I've been here for 20 years now. I think this is my 20th year.
Wow. That 2000?
September of 2000 is when I started.
Oh, we're going to have to do something big deal.
September of 2000 is when I started in this building with the former company, which is Montgomery Broadcast Properties, is what they were called. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've been here, but this is, unlike a lot of people, this is my only radio job I've ever had. I have never worked for another company.
Right.
This is it. Yeah. This is the only building I've ever worked in.
I've worked for 3 broadcast companies here in town now.
I've heard plenty of stories from people who come over from other places being like, oh, man, you should be so grateful you work for local and not corporate.
Corporate sucks.
Yeah.
So, folks, we have good people with good products, great services that advertise. They spend their money. These are small businesses. They don't have giant, you know, 6-figure budgets where they can afford to waste it. Like, you know, so when you have a chance to choose one of the people that keeps us going, please use them. And help keep this going. And again, thanks to Rick Peters this is what made radio great when it first came on. It's in your living room, it's in your car, it's on if you're taking a nice hot bath, whatever. And it's local.
This really bothered him yesterday.
I'm sure it did.
This whole thing did, yeah.
Yeah.
Really bothered him yesterday.
There's so little of this left, but
1,000 people.
That is tragic. And here's the thing. So you know you got 1,000 people that would love to stay in radio to go where? To another company that just cut hundreds of others.
Yeah. And if you're thinking, that's a lot of jocks. No. It ain't just jocks.
Traffic.
No.
It's all the other people.
It's general managers.
Probably some engineers. I don't know.
Salespeople, promotion people. Yeah. Just a ton of 1,000 people.
And a lot of it, I read their news release. Hey, we've got new technology that is making it, we're going to be able to streamline our jobs and our company. And it's sad.
I understand, too, that most of you who listen already know what we just discussed and what I put on Facebook today. And that's why you do support our sponsors. I just want to let you know how much that means to us. Mm-hmm. My favorite phone calls are from folks we were talking earlier. Somebody that just went to Don Duncan and says, you know what? They're really as good as you say that are. It's not that we don't expect you to trust us or believe us, but...
You should try them for yourselves. You should definitely do that.
Yeah.
I had a person over the weekend stop me about Food Outlet.
Same thing. Yeah. Now I run into listeners there, and that makes shopping there all the more fun on a Sunday morning.
That's right.
Thank you for letting us take the time to send that message at 8:12. Here's your local news. We'll be back with 8:00.
Caviar's here.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is.
Oh, right. We're going to do that live.
Oh, boy.
All right. Caviar and champagne, whatever it was Robin Leach used to say before he croaked.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A proposed bill would revoke bond for some violent offenders in Alabama. Senator Cam Ward says people who've been arrested on charges including murder, first-degree rape, and human trafficking should have their bond revoked. Ward says the proposed bill was inspired by the Anaya Blanchard case in 2019. The area surrounding the Butler County Courthouse was shut down for several hours Tuesday morning because of a suspicious package. A bomb squad was called in to clear the area. Officials have not said what the package was, only that it did not pose a threat. The investigation is ongoing. And the Montgomery County School Board voted to approve Life Academy's charter school application last night. The board now has 60 days to draw up a contract with Life Academy. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
In the mood for hot coffee? When you are, nothing else will satisfy.
You know, I've had 35 cups of coffee this morning.
Coffee is the great incentivizer in the office. It is quite literally a drug that speeds people up.
Can I get you some coffee?
Do you want to go get some coffee?
Nice steaming hot cup of joe.
Oh, look!
Latte's are ready. I'll get them.
Oh, thank you.
Coffee, dear.
I would love to have a cup of coffee.
Thanks for offering.
I need some coffee, please.
That's Civic Coffee.
It's good coffee. I'm going to drink it.
Best coffee on the market.
I want a urine sample from everyone and get me a latte.
Don't mix up the two.
You're ramped up on caffeine.
Let's face it, credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich and Jay try caviar coming up, but first, it's January. A terrible idea.
Hairy legs. Her knees are so fuzzy.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Welcome. As News Talk 93.1 FM introduces caviar to the lives of Jay Scott and Rich Thomas, neither of whom have tried this stuff before and are about to sample it for the first time. Who do we thank for this experience?
Wiley Poundstone.
Hey. Wiley, you are the man. Wiley's amazing. He sends so much great stuff through Facebook and email.
Hey, Wiley, next time, lobster bisque.
I've never tried it.
Let's do this one at a time, and we'll start with Jay.
Well, right now I'm putting the cream cheese on. He said, you know, put the cream cheese on the Triscuit.
I'd like to see you try it without Triscuit.
Without the, without what? Just
oh, you mean
neat? Oh. You want us to try it neat?
Neat.
I know stuff looks like a little bowl of rabbit turds, right?
Well, I haven't opened that up yet. This is a caviar black capelin?
Yeah.
Is that how that's pronounced?
That's the best.
It's imported from Iceland.
Oh, okay.
That's where they get the sturgeon eggs.
So
from the Sturgeon General.
The Sturgeon General.
The brand is called Season Brand.
Oh, cost plus 10 at Food Outlet.
Here is the bottle, or the jar.
Okay.
You should probably go to video so you can catch Jay Hurl.
There it is. Now we're going to open this up.
Okay.
Maybe. There it is. All right. This is it. I don't smell anything.
Okay, it looks black.
It hides the smell.
It's really ugly.
Now, you're talking about a small... she is going nuts. Bailey wants some fish eggs.
Well, you may end up feeding them to her, although I don't recommend it because... Well, no. Jay, just try a few and then try it with the cream cheese and the Triscuit, a task at a you. Okay. Vomit in a green and yellow basket.
There we go. That's a little much. Okay.
Mm.
There we go. I have no idea if that's too much.
Let me see.
Here's the...
what does that look like?
That's a good starter.
Good serving size?
Yeah. Is that a good serving size?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, it looks like a pigeon just pooped on a Triscuit. But...
I know. It does look that way.
Go ahead. I don't know if I should take a bite.
Take a picture of me making a reaction.
Uh-huh.
Or if... Are you playing it up for the camera there, Rich, or no. What are you thinking? Is it not good?
It's fishy and salty, but the
what do you call that? Makes it good. The
cream cheese.
The cream cheese makes it okay.
All right, I took some pictures and shot the last part on video. Jay, what do you think?
Not okay. I'm gonna have some neat. I'm gonna have a little bit of it neat.
Mm-hmm.
On my finger here.
Are you gonna try it?
Doesn't come out of the carpeting very well.
Yeah.
Put some on just on a little bit on just then.
There you go.
I will say this: it smells better than that Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
Oh man! All right, so.
Wiley, that's your next assignment. Find one of those Gwyneth Paltrow candles and bring it.
Okay, it is. Yeah, there's that aftertaste.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't like.
Why do rich people like it?
I don't like the texture in the mouth. Like, it's. I can pop it, you know?
Yeah.
I can pop the bubbles. I don't know what this is. Fish eggs, right?
It's like putting a bunch of little black zits on top of cream cheese on a cracker.
Well, I mean, you know. I don't like that aspect of it. And the aftertaste is...
Is it something that you would want to try again?
Possibly.
I think the reason I had such a bad reaction when I tried it is I put like a whole teaspoon full of it on a cracker, and I don't think there was any cream cheese on it. And man, it was just... I was oversalted.
You know, I would probably do another one. But definitely with the cream cheese... On a Triscuit or some other cracker.
Well, let me just say this about that. I don't think you'll be seeing any caviar omelets in the in my copper pot downstairs.
I'm perfectly fine with that, actually.
Good.
Yeah. Now I'm tasting it. Now there's like it's still in my mouth.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's
just need to wash my mouth.
It's nothing that I want to run to the store for. Can you? Where could you can't? I mean, you can't buy it at just a general grocery store, right?
I don't know where he got it from. To be honest with you,
I should call over, ask Danny at Food Outlet. They may have it. You know, they every grocery store has
cost plus 10.
No. But stores do have, like, ethnic aisles and exotic foods and things like that.
Right.
You may find it there. I don't know. Generally, the only place I've ever seen it is at fancy parties.
Right, right.
You know, I just remembered when I tried it for the first time, I was in L.A. when A&M Records welcomed Styx.
Styx!
Yeah, I used to work for them. And they're still not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, although the Doobie Brothers are.
Oh, yeah, that was just announced here.
Did, what was the group, Rush, did they make it?
They did not. I'll tell you.
I don't know that they weren't already in there, but the Doobies are in it.
Somebody got the national, the fan vote. I'm not sure if it was Rush or somebody else.
Well, the Doobie Brothers made it in.
Well, they should have been in 10 years ago. They've been eligible for many years.
I don't know who got the fan vote.
I had that story on Monday, I think. I'll see if I can find it. In the meantime,
January is National Eye Care Month, so run around with a sharp, pointy stick. Give them something to do.
This is Eye Care Month, and it's also 2020, so why not make this the year of 2020 vision? Not with glasses, but with LASIK. I so wish I did go see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye, and I remember the appointment because, A, I was seen right on time. It didn't take long. It was a very fancy piece of equipment that the refractive surgery counselor uses to give you the eye exam and make the determination whether or not your vision issue could be corrected with LASIK. No charge for that. That's absolutely free. Every part of it is free. Then they'll let you know. And nobody's going to pressure you to make a quick decision, but everybody I know that's had LASIK done loves it. It's like one way you can truly reverse the aging process within your physical self and restore the 20/20 vision you enjoyed and took for granted until whatever point in your life you needed corrective lenses. Call them at 271-3804 to get that refractive surgery counselor appointment. Or if you'd like to learn more about LASIK and this incredible practice that's now in its eighth decade, go to this web address, onlinemep.com. 824.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have a little congestion on I-65 headed into Montgomery, but all in all, we're doing pretty good on 65 through the interchange downtown. 85 southbound, we've got congestion around the Eastern Boulevard that will continue on up past Perry Hill to about Ann Street and Mulberry at Jackson Hospital. Eastern Boulevard, light to moderate traffic right now with some heavy pockets right around I-85. We are looking good pretty much all over the city right now, but still use caution while you're out there, and don't forget to buckle up. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They have both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1. WACV.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
All right, so the Doobie Brothers, who should have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame years ago, finally made it this time, along with Whitney Houston. What kind of rock and roll did Whitney Houston do? See, great songs. What kind of rock and roll did Whitney Houston do? And here's the real puzzler. Notorious B.I.G.
What?
Yeah. In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, that, instead of Styx, right?
Styx is still waiting.
Styx!
Yeah. That one I don't get either.
They still sell out arenas nationwide. They have the pedigree. They have the platinum albums. And they get... They are the Rodney Dangerfields of rock and roll. They get no respect. This is... That's why... What a joke. It's like letting a baseball player in who played for 6 months... Batted 200, no homers, but we're putting them in because it makes us feel good that we did that. Stupid. David?
Yeah, Todd Rundgren says he could care less about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, it's a joke. It really is.
It's sad, but it is a joke. I mean, it's really a nothing but a political...
Like everything else, right? Like everything else.
Exactly. So, hey... I was wanting, being a baseball guy, I'm wanting to get your input on what's going on in baseball right now.
Well, I think the commissioner took bold, decisive action. You know, the guys in Houston, the general manager who I heard was, he reminded me of some people that are not so good in our business, and the manager was well-liked. And they knew what was going on and did nothing to stop it, so they got a year. And I predicted that Cora, the manager of the Red Sox, he'll get two.
You think so?
Yes, because he participated in both the Houston cheating and then took it to Boston. And Boston had already been warned. They were using Apple Watches to cheat in, I think it was 2017 or 18. So this is a second offense. Last night, we decided to go our separate ways. Right. My rear end. That's why I have separate cheeks. It's just the natural thing to do.
Separate cheeks.
Well, geez. I mean, come on. Who are you kidding? He's a low-life scumbag. He got what he had coming.
Yeah, I saw your man Donaldson sign with the Twins.
I heard Rich go.
Yeah, Rich was Rich was sweating that one out, but it, yep.
At least he didn't go to the Nationals. He's in the other league.
Yeah,
so
true.
The Nationals and Braves both have problems.
That's true. And he didn't get his $110 million asking.
Not even close.
92.
No wonder it took him so long.
What's $18 million behind between friends?
Really?
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
We appreciate it. We're going to do a conundrum here in a minute. You'll be competing for a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Why get excited about that? Jay is going to make you excited about the Seafood Bistro.
Well, I've already had, it's what, 8:30 in the morning. I've already had seafood.
Did they have caviar at the Seafood Bistro?
No, but put a little dragon sauce on a cracker with some caviar. I don't know what that might taste like. I'm curious. But no, you won't find caviar at the Seafood Bistro, but you will find amazing seafood dishes. Even some non-seafood dishes, if you're looking for that, like the red beans and rice, that sort of thing. The barbecue shrimp, yeah, that is. Shrimp and grits, and seafood as well. But they've also got salads, if you're down for that. They've got gator. I don't think gator would be classified as seafood. It's gator.
I think because they live in water, technically. You don't see them you can see them in lakes, but not the ocean.
Yeah, I mean,
they're freshwater creatures.
Yeah.
You're not going to find it in a steak restaurant.
No.
No, not at all. They have the butterfly shrimp, the calamari as well, the crab claws. They have the boil bags, which is basically just a low country boil right there for you. A little personal serving of a low country boil. Yeah. The royal reds, the gulf shrimp, the snow crab legs. Tons of choices for you. Different wings. They got the wings and the different wing flavors for you to pick from. You can see the entire menu online at theseafoodbistro.com. Just go there and browse the menu. You can put an order in online if you'd like. You can do one of their delivery options from delivery apps that are on your phone if you'd like to do that. Or you can just simply go by 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 a.m. today. 279-7500 is their number. It's the Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The game is the conundrum, and it's something that experts say we should do every day, but really only one in six of us do.
Eat caviar. No.
We can rule that out, folks. This has nothing to do with caviar.
Caviar? No.
You've gone back for more, haven't you, Rich?
I have, and
it's not bad.
Yeah.
That's an expensive habit to start.
The picture I posted shows me making a face.
Yeah.
But that's an anticipation face.
Okay.
I would not want to know what you're anticipating with that facial expression, but interesting.
Okay, so what's the question again?
Experts say we should do this every day, but only one in six of us do. What is it?
Blur.
272-9228.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah. 272-9228 is the number to call with your guess. Don't overthink it. Experts say we should do it every day, but only one in six of us do. 272-9228 is the number.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't have the right answer, you still qualify for our end of the week grand prize drawing. So we're waiting for you on the phone right now. 272-9228. Jay will get your calls while...
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yes, after my caviar, some weather here. The fog issue is going away. A very warm day today with a high temperature up to about 77. And by the way, record for this date is 78, so we would be in record territory. An isolated shower thunderstorm. Yeah, there could be a few blips on the radar this afternoon, but I think the chances are small. Nothing like the last few days. A lot of you have had more than 3 inches of rain since the weekend. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the overnight forecast tonight. Low 62 as a front moves south. Risk of a shower tomorrow morning, otherwise sun in the afternoon. High in the low 70s. I think we'll be in the low 60s on Friday. It's still dry. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are a good bet on Saturday as a front moves through, and that will deliver some much cooler air for Sunday. In fact, Sunday is stage one of the cooler air, and then it gets progressively colder Monday and Tuesday. We'll be wearing coats, not jackets, as we get into the early part of next week. There you go, cold weather fans. It's coming. Right now, this morning, we have, last time I checked, we were at 56 with the fog out at the airport, but the fog situation is getting better. 8:35.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
8:35. So after all of that,
yeah.
Rob is the guy that's going to solve the conundrum for us. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Hey, good. Greg, how are you guys?
Hey. What is this thing that experts say we should do every day, but only one in six of us do?
You know, I'm going to say it's flossing.
Flossing is close.
Hey, that's
in one
that's
respect
pretty,
it
that's
is.
Pretty, pretty good idea.
Good yeah. answer.
Give
good
us
answer.
More thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
For some reason, you were the only caller on this one. Isn't it weird?
That is interesting. I thought people would be all over this question.
It's really not that hard.
It is.
In fact, I kind of picked that one because we kind of need
right.
a quick answer.
We got
morning
yeah.
rooms and other stuff.
272-9228. Give us a call.
Yeah.
And you could be a winner. The winning is only beginning.
272-9228. One in six people do this every day, but experts say all of us should do it every day. 272-9228. If you are in need of, speaking of great local sponsors, Brian Jewelry, which has been in Prattville, and of course convenient now to the whole river region, over 6.5 decades, that's amazing. 3 generations of that family now behind this great business, which has grown from a tiny little shop in Prattville years ago, then they were in a shopping mall for some time, and now they have their own freestanding building on Main Street. It's beautiful. You walk inside the doors, you'll see showcases on either side of the door that carry merchandise that celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports. So you can make somebody who loves Alabama or Auburn real happy, real fast with first-class merchandise. With Valentine's Day less than a month away, you may want to consult with Lynn and Kenny and the staff on a gift for the person you're shopping for. because they're so good at matching the person you describe to what they have in stock or offering the chance to create something from scratch that'll really show. They may have done the work, but I put some thought into this gift. Go to BrianJewelry.com, join their club, save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more, or you can even shop online at BrianJewelry.com. All right, Brandon wants a crack at this. Morning, hey, Brandon.
Hi.
Good morning, gentlemen. Is it stretching?
Stretching. Ooh, that's good. Not it.
Ah.
But
thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Feel free to try again. Jenny, good morning to you.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey.
Is it praying or meditating?
That's good.
Praying,
that's
meditation good. Is a great guess.
That's not it.
Just not the answer we need. Thank you for trying.
You might do both of those in the morning.
What's for slow relaxation?
Well, I do that every day.
Well, I know Joey meditates, right? No, he does a yoga thing.
But that is a meditatory type of exercise that requires brain engagement. So, yeah. Vicky.
No, it's Vic.
Vic.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah, hey.
Hi. What do you think the answer is?
Brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth. Well, I hope more people are doing that but that's not the one.
It's close. We're in the right area, but just not the right activity.
I can give you a hint and say that Jay and I both did this morning. yeah.
Good, right. Good, yeah. No.
Actually, boys, I think you've done it twice.
Oh, okay. No, I see where you're going with
that. We got some calls. Streaming in, 272-9228. Let's come right back after traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 and 85 are looking good through downtown Montgomery. We still have a little bit of slow traffic and congestion on I-85 from about Ann Street past Mulberry and Jackson Hospital. But other than that, we're looking good. No issues down at the interchange. Some congestion on the Eastern Boulevard around I-85 and some pockets of light congestion on East South Boulevard from the Troy Highway intersection past Baptist and Alpha on down to about Norman Bridge. All in all, we're looking good right now on this Wednesday. Please use caution and drive careful wherever you go and buckle up. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Excuse me, I have to post this outrage on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
B.I.G.
Sticks. Yeah, I mean, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Putting them in, well, Sticks is on the outside looking in. Makes no sense. All right, let's go to Rob. You're next on this. 1 in 6 people. We're told to do this every day, but only 1 in 6 people do. What is it?
Let's try sleeping 8 hours.
Oh, that's a good one. You know what? I mean, you're
it's a good guess.
You know, it's a good guess. It really is a good guess.
Just not the winner, but you're in our end of the week grand prize drawing. Keith.
How about gargle?
Gargle, okay.
Nope. Yeah. Again, we're in the right area.
All of these are involving the morning, you know.
Yeah.
Walt?
Flossing.
Flossing? No. That was a guess.
Take another guess.
You got another one?
Something we should do every day, but only 1 in 6 people do.
Cliff? What's first
thing? Well, I was thinking you use mouthwash.
Okay, that's not it.
Thank you. It's JL?
News Talk, who's this?
Yeah, I was going to go with a dental rinse.
Dental rinse.
Yeah.
Not it. It's much better than that. Let's see if Okensmotus can get it.
Hey, man, I'm a little bit confused. You said it was in the morning, but I was going to say drink 64 ounces of water.
Okay, that's good.
It is good. And I started doing that every day, and I've stuck to it, but not the answer we need. Cliff.
Yeah, is it brush your tongue?
No,
but I've done that.
Yeah, I've done that too.
When you get, sometimes you get these weird. Calvin.
Hi. Hey, is it eat breakfast?
Eat breakfast. 1 in 6 of us eat breakfast every day, but we all should. And guess what?
That's what we're looking for. Breakfast.
So,
that's exactly what
and by the way, there's plenty of things you can get at Seafood Bistro, take home, have for breakfast the next morning. So hang on the line. Jay will get right with you. Everybody that called, thank you. You have qualified for end of the week grand prize draw.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County School Board voted to approve Life Academy's charter school application last night. The board now has 60 days to draw up a contract with Life Academy. A proposed bill would revoke bond for some violent offenders in Alabama. Senator Cam Ward says people who have been arrested on charges including murder, first-degree rape, and human trafficking should have their bond revoked. Ward says the proposed bill was inspired by the Anaya Blanchard case in 2019. And the area surrounding the Butler County Courthouse was shut down for several hours Tuesday morning because of a suspicious package. A bomb squad was called in to clear the area. Officials have not said what the package was, only that it did not pose a threat. The investigation is ongoing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
David Little, Tucker Pecan's in the house. New Year's underway and a big sale going on right now down at Tucker.
This is that time of the year we all love when everything at Tucker Pecan is 50 to 75% off, with the exception of the pecans and candies. But, I mean, if you need jewelry, purses, jellies, jams, anything like that or any kind of great gift, we have it at Tucker Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You love Jeopardy, the greatest of all time. Tonight, get ready for Jeopardy, the worst of all time.
The five movie ratings in the United States are NC-17, R, PG, PG-13, and this one. Kareem.
What is X?
No.
We found the worst players of all time and brought them back.
A blow to the back of the neck is the punch named for this animal. Mike.
What is a donkey?
No. Betsy.
What is a rabbit punch?
Rabbit, yes.
It's so much fun to watch. Jeopardy, the worst of all time, tonight.
I'd almost rather hear that. All right, let's bring in Ayatollah John Cadet.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present, for your consideration, our Morning Maroon nominees. As we go to the dumbest of the dumb. You know, I've always been impressed with bank tellers because they got to look at all that money all day long and stay honest.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I couldn't, but it would make you think. Why can't I have more of it? That kind of stuff. I bring that up because we have a librarian at Carnegie Library in Pittsburgh who knew the value of the rare books that they keep there, and over the last 25 years has been fencing them through the owner of a bookstore to the tune of more than $8 million.
You're kidding.
63-year-old Greg Priori worked as the archivist and manager of the library's rare book room. Back in 1992, he started stealing books and working with the owner of a nearby bookshop warehouse to sell them. The scheme was busted in 2017 when the library audited its collection.
Uh-huh.
There was 300 things missing.
It took him that long, though, to discover this.
The most valuable book was Isaac Newton's Philosophiae Naturalis Principia Mathematica.
Oh, yeah, it's boring.
The movie was phenomenal. Worth $900,000. He has pled guilty to two felonies, theft and receiving stolen property. He could get as little as probation or as much as 16 months in prison for $8 million worth of thefts. 37-year-old Emily Stallard of Tampa was our second nominee, arrested this past Saturday after she walked around Walmart for over an hour, then used the stuff in her cart to build a small bomb. The items included a mason jar, a bunch of nails, a candle, a can of denatured alcohol, which is kind of like paint thinner. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, a security guard and off-duty cop were able to stop her just as she was trying to set it off in the store. Nobody was hurt. She is still in jail on $8,500 bond. And the Amish are out of control again, this time in LaGrange County, Indiana. Several noise complaints about a drinking party got the attention of police. And 38 Amish were arrested, rum springing their hearts out. 24 of the arrests were for underage drinking.
Rum springing is the thing we talked about.
Yeah.
Where they get to go and experience.
They're released to
life outside
of the worldly things.
And one of the worldly things you can experience is getting busted for rum springing a little bit too loud and disturbing the peace. So, I mean, they're all interesting stories.
I'm going with bomb car.
Bomb builder from the Walmart bomb builder.
Yeah.
You know what? On further review, I agree.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
The guy stealing the rare books, I mean, he really thought nobody would notice, ever, knowing that they audit the library on an annual basis.
And They audit.
This caviar's expiration date next year. Last a long time.
Well, it's got so much salt in it.
That's true. You're right. Mm.
Things with salt last longer. You don't see me refrigerate peanut butter or butter, period. I don't refrigerate butter. It stays fresh, doesn't spoil. Just ask the mouse that was eating out of my plate here in the studio about 4 or 5 years ago. Remember that?
I wasn't here, but I remember it. You know, the story.
Lewis Lawn is, I believe, still looking for counter help. So let me put out that information first. I stopped by to visit Jenny. I brought her a key lime pie and a broken key lime pie that was still good, still edible. And she mentioned that they could use someone reliable and friendly on the counter. And these are great people to work for. So if you're looking for something to do during the day, 8 to 4, stop by and fill out an application at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. If you're looking for equipment, they just opened. I have a big new showroom, and they've just added a product line called the E-Go. Not Ego, the E-Go. These are chargeable mowers, blowers, pressure washers, and edgers. And they're amazing. And here's the best part. They're very comparably priced to gasoline-powered items. It might be a lot easier, and they have, like, self-propel, regular, whatever you need, just like you do on all the great mower brands they carry. You might want to look at those when you visit Lewis Lawn, the Ego product line. They now carry tractor mowers for the first time at Lewis Lawn, and, of course, all the great zero turns, right down to the individual mowers produced by Echo, Exmark, Toro, which is my favorite brand, the Shindawa product line, and Steel. 244-9191 is the number to call if you have questions. Otherwise, stop by and see Chad Sasser, TJ, Ginny, and Hannah, that great team at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. 851, our final traffic.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, I-65 and 85 are looking good through downtown Montgomery. We still have a little bit of slow traffic and congestion on I-85 from about Ann Street past Mulberry and Jackson Hospital. But other than that, we're looking good. No issues down at the interchange. Some congestion on the Eastern Boulevard around I-85 and some pockets of light congestion on East South Boulevard from the Troy Highway intersection past Baptist and Alpha on down to about Norman Bridge. All in all, we're looking good right now on this Wednesday. Please use caution and drive careful wherever you go and buckle up. Keep your pet safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Great Clips is having a great grand opening because at Great Clips, it's gonna be great. And that means everything. Your haircut, the price, even their grand openings. So come to the new Great Clips located at 7747 East Chase Parkway in front of Best Buy. In celebration of their grand opening, they're offering $6.99 haircuts for a limited time. Help celebrate by stopping in today for a $6.99 haircut at Great Clips East Chase in front of Best Buy. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your daily inspiration. We are all one, expanding together in this universe. Except for you, Kevin. You just don't get it, do you? Leave. Leave now, Kevin. This has been your daily inspiration.
No heaven for Kevin.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, we brought our sports director to Joey in to talk about these suspensions in the Major League Baseball.
Oh, right? Yeah, but if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Right, boys?
He just pulled that out of his
if you ain't cheating,
great mind.
You ain't like, trying.
Ain't cheating, ain't trying. Yeah, that's... How about the Josh Donaldson? Everybody thought the Braves. He wanted to go there, but they didn't give him the dough. He got $92 million from the Twinks.
Oh, yeah, I mean, money talks.
From the what?
The Twinks.
Well, the Minnesota Twins.
That, the Twinks. Yeah, you don't know.
I know there's another definition for twink, but I did not mean that. And that's your mind, not mine. And you are responsible for your own brain. So, impeachment coverage, what's on the menu for news and the views?
Oh, we'll review a little bit of that debate last night, the most boring event in history. My goodness.
Hey, how
I can't wait to see the ratings.
Hmm?
How are the two feuding candidates?
It was like one passing moment, and it was so boring. But I do have to say CNN was in the tank for Liz. Ask Bernie Sanders, Bernie, did you say this? He goes, no, I didn't say it. And in fact, if you look at my history, 30 years ago, I said a woman could be president. And then they go, now, Elizabeth, Senator Warren, what did you think when you heard Senator Sanders say this to you? I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what are y'all doing? And I just thought it came across as too contrived by Elizabeth Warren. Like, I think it makes her look worse.
And this was the number what? How many debates? Ninth?
Yeah, something like that.
I've watched not one second.
The ratings, usually when there's a contest,
it's bad.
The ratings build as you get closer to, all right, who's in the final? Yeah. They're not. The last debate, and this is among multiple networks, had 6 million viewers. That's pathetic.
Well, and Joe Biden really does have this terrible twitch something going on when he speaks, especially up on those debate stages. You know,
do you know where he was? That's always a big plus for him.
Right. But, you know, we all get tired. And, like, for instance, when Trump gave that speech on Iran the other day in the morning, he seemed very tired. Mm-hmm. And so he slurred a few words. I'm not talking about stammering or stuttering or slurring a few words. Biden would just have these weird ticks or twitches in the middle of his speech patterns that were, it doesn't serve him well. Being kind of this forceful leader needs to take on Donald Trump. Not
and
by
Neil
anyone.
Smith, an old buddy. Are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper.
I promise
thank you, Chancellor.
The president has a big stick.
But, and that's just the personality and kind of the presentation critique. You actually get into policy and remind people of, say, Bernie or Liz Warren's policy. Oh, my goodness. It's not good.
Well,
it's over the top.
I will hopefully be able to find those ratings from last night because nobody seemed to care. It's not like there's just... It's going to be an interesting year. Why don't we just leave it at that for the moment? We always look at the market numbers every day, and at 5:10 this afternoon, Brett McDonald will join us to explain. I guess we could have a good day if that China deal gets signed.
Right.
Nothing interrupts it. There was a little skittishness about that yesterday. But once it does, it could be a very big day. If it isn't, he'll tell us why and how it affects all of us. Because all of those indexes, at some level or another, impact everybody. Time for you to get a plan for 2020. Sit down with Brent. You don't have to bring your checkbook. Just sit down and talk about where you want to be in a year, 5 years, or 10 years, and let them show you how money you will not miss can build that nest egg, fund that retirement plan, and more.